Good morning, one and all, and welcome to the What's On Your Mind preview. What's On Your Mind, straight ahead with Steve Bakken and I taking your phone calls. Mark Skogerbo will be here, the chairman of the Common Sense Club, as Mark the Freedom Poet. And for the next 6 hours, we'll be behind the microphone, welcoming your input on the news of the day, getting you up to speed on what's happening in this hour a little bit. We'll check weather, we'll check sports, we'll check news headlines. I know this isn't probably the headline most folks are waking up wanting to talk about, but it irritates the living daylights out of me. This Lil Wayne. You know who Lil Wayne is? Lil Wayne is a rapper. Did you know that, Mark?
No.
Controversial rapper.
Oh.
And I hesitate to mention his name.
Is his language flawless?
I'm sure not. But because I think part of the game when you're a rapper is you want your name in the paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like the label controversial rapper because it generally would, what, sell you more CDs and downloads and everything else, right?
So I guess I should probably be wearing my American flag tie while we're talking about him.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are. And that means you have a reverence for the American flag.
Of course I do.
Yes.
Just like he does, I'm sure.
Well, actually, no, because he has a new single coming out entitled God Bless America, with the America a K rather than a C.
Oh.
In the America. And he was shooting, evidently, the single for the, I guess, for the video over the weekend in New Orleans. And TMZ reports that he was captured in footage from the shoot stepping all over the stars and stripes from a giant American flag that was released on the ground.
Well, this is nice.
Yeah. Hmm. Flag desecration in a video. The lyrics to the song, by the way, read, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of kill 'em all and let 'em die. God bless America, this old godless America."
Huh.
So this is the Reverend Wright of rappers, evidently.
Oh, so then he will be at the White House soon.
I'm sure. Yeah. I hope not. Oh, yeah, boy. Why does that irritate me? Why should I even pay attention? Because that's what they want us to do is pay attention, right?
Yeah.
So when I let it bother me, then I've succumbed to what he hopes, right? Shouldn't I ignore it?
No. We should all wake up and realize that these people get to their point of view because they have been inculcated with hatred for freedom and responsible liberty. It's part of our perverse culture, and, you know, it's part of no borders, open borders. I pray there is no country, no God, no nothing. We're just people, do our own thing. Just don't get caught if you do something naughty.
I don't like it much.
No.
A couple of topics we'll tackle on the program. Steve and I will tell you more about next hour. But one of them is homelessness, evidently, is on the rise in North Dakota. How can that be? Because, you know, for one, I always separate homelessness from folks who just flat out make a choice, right? And others that are mentally ill, right, that don't know any better.
Or severely alcoholic.
Right, or have awful burdens to bear. Alcoholism, drug abuse.
Last winter, 4 froze to death in North Dakota.
Mental illness. Because, you know, homelessness as in, oh boy, I'm down on my luck. I don't have a place to live. I don't have a place to work. That is, in my view, if you have your faculties, darn near impossible in this state. Now again, if you don't, I'm not lumping those folks in. But in a vintage example of how government is a miserable failure, the story we're going to tell you today is about this new count that's done each year to determine how much in the way of grant money is received. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has received about $26 million in the last, I guess it's about 10 years, maybe a little more. To address homeless folks. Now, I've got to go through to do the numbers, but if you took the total number of homeless people since that time and the amount of grant dollars, I'm guessing you could probably care pretty well for these folks, don't you think?
And you could drive them to the spa.
I wouldn't drive them to the spa, but I might give them, I don't know, housing or, you know, food or something that would remove them from the homelessness category or some training or some medical help or, you know.
But when you think of how much open rooms there are and how many people have other rooms, people shouldn't have to freeze to death. There's something really sad. But I think most of them literally are missed and not accounted for.
Well, that's why I say, I mean, if you're abusing drugs or any kind of substance, I guess, have a mental illness, have a medical problem of some kind, I imagine that's when that happens.
Yeah.
You know.
I know Bemidji had a really neat program of aggressively looking under the bridges, and the churches got involved in letting people stay in their churches, and they took turns rotating and feeding, and were really aggressive about seeking them out and helping them through the cold winter, and I thought it was a great program.
There's a church in Williston that does something similar for folks that just have shown up without much thought ahead of time on, hey, I want a job in the oil patch, but where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? And we'll, you know, but they're very often full as well. But that, again, that's a choice. See, that's a, hey, I'm heading out to the Wild West.
Grapes of wrath kind of feeling.
Yeah, more so than it is somebody that's in a bad spot. Anyway, story we'll tackle today. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Arizona's voter ID law. You know, North Dakota has a voter ID law. Just passed it in the last legislation. So, now you have to wonder, is North Dakota's law going to be in the focus of the courts next? What's going on with our Supreme Court here? Well, how do you justify a court that says states cannot require would-be voters to prove they are U.S. citizens before using a federal registration system designed to make signing up easier?
It's just hard to imagine.
It is, isn't it? I mean, what's wrong with saying here's proof of citizenship before I'm in a system? I don't, to be able to vote.
Well, we've got to get aggressive about making sure
we want you to know
registered
we are.
U.S. citizens are the only people that vote once.
Now, some details on this, because sometimes these are reported just with snippets like what I just gave you. Some of the analysis on this claims that this is not a voter ID decision. It has to do with voter registration, not the act of voting. Here's a little more detail. In 2004, Arizona voters overwhelmingly approved a referendum that had two major components, voter ID for in-person voting and a requirement that anyone registering to vote provide proof of citizenship. The voter ID provision was not before the Supreme Court is alive and well in Arizona. So voter ID is okay. It's voter registration that requires. But again, if I want to register to vote, what's wrong with me having to prove that I'm a U.S. citizen to be able to vote? That way, when I know I got the voter registration card, I know some vetting's been done. I still don't see any problem with that. So
think it's a states' rights issue.
It still seems to me to be a vote in the Supreme Court against election integrity.
That's right.
At all. Federal law already mandates that a person must be a U.S. citizen to vote. Okay? That's fabulous. If it doesn't have any teeth, what good is
Well, we could say that they get to be a citizen of Lithuania, too.
Yeah.
It has no bearing on proof. You've got to have proof of citizenship, because we have seen by the thousands and zillions of illegal voter fraud ideas that the other side, people that don't believe in right and wrong, and they believe at winning at all costs, and they don't care about one man, one vote. That's really ironic.
The court's ruling does not mean that requiring proof of citizenship is bad or wrong. In fact, people are supposed to vote only if they are citizens. The court ruled the way it did because there is already a federal law requiring people to affirm they're U.S. citizens when they register to vote. Most people register using the federal mail-in form under the motor voter law. The majority of the justices said that federal requirement preempts Arizona's requirement, which simply means the federal law comes first. So that's some analysis on it. So at first blush, it looked to be a knockdown of voter ID. It wasn't. And as far as voter registration, it's, I guess, saying it already exists, so why have another one? But it seems to me it makes it easier for folks that are not U.S. citizens to vote.
Well, it all accrues to the importance of everybody getting involved in election integrity and having poll watchers from both parties at every polling place in America. Don't ever let thuggery like the radical thugs that were threatening people in Pennsylvania and a lot of other people have been turned away from the polls, told how to vote by others, multiple votes by busloads, multiple cases.
Grand Forks went ahead with the additional protection for for gays in their ordinance, as suspected. We talked about that earlier in the week. Senator Heidi Heitkamp visiting area businesses to show support for overhaul of the immigration laws in North Dakota. Senator John Hoeven and Senator Corker out of Tennessee have a new border security amendment they want added to it. There's a report that Speaker Boehner will not in any way, shape, or form push an immigration bill in the House unless it's supported by a majority of GOP members. So that may be the firewall there. A couple of stories we're following for you. Preview of what's on your mind next. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
That's the real debate we're going to have on the radio today. Ford Motor Company has made an announcement that since they're getting all these reports regarding the difficulty of using their InTouch, or I guess it's a touchscreen multimedia system. It's called My Ford Touch. The automaker is bringing back tuning and volume knobs for the radio and redesigning their existing models.
Yay.
Reversal for Ford, which has been a first mover with installing mobile phone-based technologies, voice recognition, and touchscreens in its vehicles. The systems have been a big selling point for Ford with its vehicles, but also have dragged down its reputation for quality. So knobs are coming back on radio. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Stu?
I don't think we ever left, did we?
Well, we are the knobs, you mean. Yeah. I'm talking about knobs on the radio.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it is. It's kind of a habit thing. You know, people get comfortable and people get... Do you ever recall a radio that didn't have knobs? How long have you been driving, Scott? It becomes second nature.
Since I was 16 years old to do the math.
You don't have to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to look. You just reach over and touch. Now, I do like all the controls on the steering wheel. I think that doesn't distract you too much.
I just did the math. 32 years I've been driving. Quick math. So... I actually recall my driving test. It was in Shenandoah, Iowa, and it was in a 1960-something Ford Galaxy 500, a red one that I borrowed from a friend of mine, Eldon. See the memories? You can just go down a rabbit trail right there. But by golly, in that Galaxy 500, there were radio knobs. There was a knob for the volume. And a knob for the for the tuning, what station I wanted, and that's pretty much all you needed. And you think about, you know, that Ford Galaxy to today, it's like, what in the world? I mean, so I think in general sometimes we overcomplicate things, and automakers and vehicles might be a prime example.
Now, did you have driver's ed in school?
I think we did.
Or
yeah.
Private.
No, I think we did have it in school. It was a summer program, but it was usually, I remember the instructors were teachers, right? So they were it was kind of a summer school thing. But you you definitely did it at school.
I think I took mine on an 81 or 82 Ford Escort station wagon.
So just think about the vehicle that, for most of us anyway, the vehicle that you first drove in and you learned in compared to the vehicle today. Pretty extraordinary.
Well, I remember what I learned in. Three on the tree. Remember those? The shifter on the column?
I do. I wasn't ever very good at it, but I remember them.
Three on the tree. That's what I learned on when I was 7, 8 years old up at our cabin up in Ontario. My grandparents were like, you know what? If something happens to us, you need to know how to drive. So they taught me how to drive on that.
Pretty cool. I remember a shifter with the push buttons. Remember that?
Now that's old school.
At least it was, you know, you drive, reverse. It was pretty easy. You know?
It was old school. Now it's coming back.
Is that cool again?
I guess so. Just like the push button start instead of a key. That's back too.
Anyway, so which do you prefer? You want to go back to the buttons? Is Ford right to do? Yeah, this is another rabbit trail. But I was at the grocery store the other day buying toothpaste, and something struck me. Have you been to the toothpaste aisle lately?
Oh yeah.
And when you reach for toothpaste, do you just always grab the same kind?
Well, I try if I can find it. Now you got to search about 50 different kinds of toothpaste.
Exactly. I mean, is that not a little ridiculous? I mean, and that's everything, right? I mean. Hey, honey, pick me up some cornflakes. Oh, you want cornflakes with this? You want cornflakes with that? You want this brand, this bad? I mean, it's...
still toothpaste, right?
The amount of choices are mind-numbing sometimes. And that's why I applaud Ford for at least, you know, giving you the option of just saying, no, I want an on button, an off button, and I want a, you know, I want a tuning button here.
I think they listened to our caller yesterday. I think her name was Kelly from Bismarck that... too complicated. See, we got results right away.
We're on it for you, Kelly. Anything for you. Guests today on the program will include a couple of folks that are going to debate Common Core standards. This has been a recurring theme from a number of listeners concerned about Common Core. We've had top education official on for K-12 in the state of North Dakota. Kirsten Baszler, who doesn't seem all that concerned about it, but a lot of our listeners don't share that lack of concern. And so, you know what we're going to do today? We talked to a teacher from Stanley last week, and after listening to him, we really had a sense of, wow, this is something we'll be paying more attention to. We arranged a debate. So we have both sides of this debate on today. The conservative case for Common Core and someone very much against it. So, anyway. We got a call from a state legislator who shall remain nameless, but was interested in our discussion with the teacher and said, you know, you ought to have this particular expert on. who's done a pretty good job. Kathleen Porter McGee, she's Senior Director and Policy Fellow at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. And then also Joy Pullman, Research Fellow in Education at the Heartland Institute and the Managing Editor at School Reform News. They're going to go at it on this today. And we'll come on the other side and say, okay, I agree with this side or that side. And then we're going to talk with the Executive Director of the North Dakota Coalition for Homeless People on rising homelessness in the state. How big of a problem is homelessness in North Dakota? Not to sound heartless, but barring anyone that is homeless for a mental health reason or an addiction or, you know, something they can't
abuse.
Control. Yeah, I mean, I think that's sad when that happens, and it's beyond them. Barring that, which, you know, hopefully we're a small enough state we can deal with that. We have the means, we have the resources to deal with it. Really, there's no reason to be homeless.
One of the questions I want to ask, Michael, is there a differentiation when you start looking at this, the working homeless? There's a lot, especially when you start looking in western North Dakota out in the oil patch, people just because of lack of housing don't have accommodations or they need to work a little bit. There's a lot of people that are living in their vehicles or campers. Is that considered homeless when you have a job? I'm wondering if that goes into those numbers.
Yeah, I'd like to know how the stats are. I hope it isn't, you know, where they manipulate those statistics so they can get more grant money so they can, you know, hire more people to say there's a homeless problem in North Dakota. That's what I hope is not happening.
I will say this, though, and I have noticed this in Bismarck and Fargo and across the state of North Dakota, and I really didn't notice it in North Dakota until I'd moved back from Oregon, because in Portland it's a full-time job for a lot of people, but panhandling. And usually the homeless and panhandling go hand in hand, because that's kind of the career path when you're homeless or panhandling. They do tend to lie together. Have you noticed an increase in panhandlers, be it in Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot?
I've not noticed an increase.
In Bismarck.
Although I must admit I have become somewhat crass to panhandlers now after seeing stories about how a lot of these folks are professionals.
I just like reading the signs. Some of them are kind of creative. If you come up with a creative sign, you're more likely to get a little prop. Yeah, I might get you if you have a creative sign.
I saw a woman outside Walmart over the weekend. And that's the first one I'd seen in a while. Usually they're, you know, at the on-ramps or off-ramps. But do you give money?
No.
I
do go in and get a dog food if they have dog. I'll provide for a dog.
You dog lover. You're taking care of that pooch.
Yes.
Okay, these topics and more all coming up on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. We'll take a break, come back, check sports, and get all set for What's On Your Mind and your calls straight ahead, folks. Stay tuned.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Mark, the Freedom Poet, is looking very dapper today. He ordered an early morning breakfast on my behalf at the Bethel Church. That was very nice of you. Thank you, sir.
It's lovely food and people.
Exactly. Planning for a fun little event coming up in July that we'll be telling you more about later in July. And right now is when we talk about sports, right?
Yep.
What's the matter?
Well, the transition, sometimes my mind is my age, you know, I'm almost 100.
So
when one bunny trail goes into the next, you know, and I stand there at the intersection, I say, oh, very good.
Yeah, okay.
And now it's sports, I bet.
That's completely my fault.
But I did have a lot of pepper on my eggs.
I just was sharing with the audience that you were looking very dapper today in your American flag and tie and suit and the whole get
up. Have you ever noticed you sit up more straightly when you have a suit on?
You do indeed. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You were just telling me about this nice story about a runner in the forum. There's a nice Jeff Kolpak has written a great story about a North Dakota State runner, Travis Fitzke. What do you like most about Travis Fitzke after reading the story?
Relentless, never giving up, up at five, a guy with a vision. You know, people that have a goal in mind, if they believe something is possible, that's the only way they can get it done. The four-minute mile was like a brick wall till Bannister believed he could bust through it, and after that, everybody did. But this record on this 1,500-meter race has stood for 34 years, the oldest record, college record at NDSU, and he's up at five in the morning plus doing all the other work regimen, and in his last race, boom, he does it.
Tenacity. I love it.
Just a great character. So hats off to Bruce. Excuse me. What is his first name?
Travis Fitzke.
Travis Fitzke, yes. Yeah. Forgive my ignoramusness.
No, that's all right. All right, Twins.
Well, the Twins had a day off yesterday. So,
that's right.
And they still lost ground. They lost a half a game.
Did they?
So they're eight games behind the ridiculously good Detroit, because Detroit beat the Orioles 5-1. And Boston is back on top, 2-1. They shut out the Blackhawks.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Yep.
Shutout.
Yep.
Not
shutout.
Yeah.
But there was a good shutout story as the Redhawks shut out Trois Rivières in Quebec, Three Rivers in Quebec. They shut them out 8-0. So the Redhawks are now back over 500. They got a wonderful team there. And KM beat Perham. So Perham had a shot at the school's first state baseball championship. But getting there, being number two, to start the process of believing they can be the champs. And so hats off to Perham and KM. One of the neat stories in basketball is Green. Danny Green, who broke Ray Allen's all-time playoff three-point shooting record. You know, he was cut from the team, cut by San Antonio. And he called up Popovich and said, I know I'm a fit for this team. Maybe I didn't work hard enough, but I want another chance. And he could have gone anywhere. And he came back, and people are even saying if they go on to win with his unbelievable performance, 6-for-10 on threes the last game, which took the Spurs to 3-2 over the Heat, the much favored Heat, I might add. He has now broken the all-time record of Ray, and he's just playing awesome, just awesome. Humble Danny Green.
It's a neat story.
Yeah.
The Spurs and Heat play tonight, right?
Yep, it's a huge one. Remember that when the Heat lost to Dallas, they were also behind 3-2, and this probably will help propel Jason Kidd to his inevitable Hall of Fame and the championship. I mean, now he's coach over there in the Nets. Jason Kidd was a major factor in upsetting LeBron James the last time. So this is a big game. Big, big game.
And the NHL Finals back again Wednesday night.
Yeah, and the Twins back playing again, and now they're going to keep it up. The Twins, I'm sure, will win the World Series, but
the Twins will win the World Series.
I think they will. I do.
Snuck in a very bold statement there, trying to make sure I was paying attention or what?
Well, but there's 94 games left, Scott. My goodness, anything can happen. But they are 6 under 500, and if they just shore up a few things.
So,
like hitting and pitching and batting.
And it's at Target Field. They're hosting with the White Sox tonight.
But they are world-class on relief pitching and fielding. Just tremendous.
Cool. And the Red Hawks are on the road.
Yeah.
At a place I can't pronounce.
Trois-Rivières in Quebec. Three Rivers in French.
Three Rivers is
the name of their team.
Easier to remember than
it is.
Not big on that French stuff.
No.
Yeah.
I like French fries. And French dressing used to be my choice, but now I've moved on.
Do you have a copy of the Fargo Forum there?
Yes.
Page D4 of the Fargo Forum?
No, I just bring in my sports page. If you want me to bring this into you later,
yeah,
I will.
This is the sports page.
Oh, D4, yes, I do.
D4 of the sports page. There is a photo of Dominic Brown from the Phillies after he hit a game-winning single against Washington on Monday.
Yeah.
In Philly. It's a big photo.
It's a magnificent photo.
What is on his head?
Well, he uses a really a thick pomade on his hair.
It looks like somebody dumped a pie.
It was a shaving cream pie. Seriously,
it was.
Yes, a shaving cream pie on the back of his head. Just
who gave him a shaving cream pie? Are you serious?
His admiring teammates rushed up and did that while he was getting his accolades. It's not really, he doesn't really dress like that and put pomade in his hair. It's just shaving cream.
Well, there's no explanation of that here anyway.
No, it's no.
This just shows him, acknowledging the crowd.
Or maybe he ran so fast it's just froth.
So you're not being serious about the pie? You have no idea.
I have no idea.
But is it not odd?
It's just awful looking.
There's suds or cream or something all over his.
Well, maybe they got him out of the shower.
I'm this will be an effort to help boost the circulation of the Fargo Forum today, because if you go out and buy a paper, turn to the sports page, D4 if you get it.
And he didn't have that stuff on his arm, though, so I think somebody pied him on the back of the head is what it looks like.
Well, okay, that's fine if that evidently is some sort of
shaving cream pie
tradition or whatever, but shouldn't he explain that?
I don't know. He's probably ashamed of it. Reminded him of a bad thing that happened to him in the tub as a child.
Okay. Right.
Gophers Mbappe worked out for the Wolves. You never know. He had some hops and some aggressive rebounding tenacities.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be summer everywhere today.
Hallelujah.
Kind of excited about that. We'll tell you about the forecast coming up here. But just taking a look around, it looks like today is a good day. Just pretty much statewide.
May I take off my tie?
So it's nice. Well, sure. Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some fog out west, but that's lifting once the sun burns through.
Oh, is that big? That was where the presidential plane passed over?
The fog?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking there has to be some fog between him and Putin.
Yeah, did you notice that? Did you see the photos of the two sitting down?
They weren't cuddling anymore.
No. They didn't look like they were enjoying each other's company very much.
So they're on the wrong side of the Syrian controversy.
Right, exactly. And Obama's on the wrong side of the polls. Did you see these poll numbers?
Yes.
It's kind of interesting because I've been sort of waiting for an awakening of sorts here, and it really hasn't happened. You know, it's like my greatest fear with all of these scandals is that, you forget about them, like so many others.
And they're so egregious, and by far the worst collection of scandals in the history of any presidency, by far. And the fact that, now people are actually looking at him with real eyes.
Who's in charge of the scandals and keeping track of them?
What did Harry Truman say, my favorite Democrat? The buck stops here.
Well, yeah, this one doesn't say that. But so you believe that
he's responsible.
Well, what I'm saying is you believe that the actual, you know, benchmark of scandals in the administration puts this one at the worst because of all of these being so packed together?
Benghazi is four deaths worse than Watergate, which we celebrated the anniversary of that break-in yesterday.
But Watergate had, the country gripped. Benghazi does not.
Yeah, you know why, don't you? We had a conservative Republican president who did something not nearly as bad as Benghazi.
So it's a failure of the media.
91% of the mainstream media voted for Bill Clinton, and I think very close to that or more for Obama.
Of course, then came the whole snooping on reporters.
So yes.
We can now hope that maybe some of those folks have an idea of a little different opinion of the current occupant.
I think it's really, really important that, see, the best way we can keep the light shining on this whole thing is to raise the impeachment question. This is certainly many, many articles of impeachment are justified in Obama's case. But when you talk impeachment, then you can say why, and you can force the House, if it comes to it, to carefully examine with subpoena, and if 218 people and a simple majority in the House vote to impeach Susan Rice, which they can, Holder, Sebelius, and Obama. If they choose to do this, then it goes to the Senate. And we know with the current Senate, there's no way it's going to fly, but it will require the Senate, because the grand jury indictment has come from the House, the people's House. They must hear the case, and guess who's the judge? Roberts would be the judge of a presidential impeachment. And we could learn about this. It would be the means by which we could, for once, get to the truth.
But I fear too many people in the House will be sitting there with a finger in the wind saying, look what happened to Clinton. He got more popular after that, so we'll look like we're piling on, and politically it'll be bad for us, and all the hand-wringing.
Well, then because they work for us, there's a tipping point, a number of petitions that if a congressman A get, if it's 10 petitions, they'll say, yeah, right. 100,000 petitions from their constituency, which averages around 700,000-800,000 people per constituency. 100,000, now they take it to the Judicial Committee. Now they're being impelled to vote the wishes of the people.
I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I do know that it's more likely after these poll numbers than it was before, because I think some people, 8 points in a month was the drop in the president's approval rating.
Right.
So this is directly tied to these scandals.
And remember, Watergate percolated. Watergate happened a year and a half before the midterm elections.
By the way, 17 points down among those under 30.
Yeah.
So sort of the Obamatrons are the ones that are waking up in even greater numbers.
What's happening? First of all, that young generation is most pro-life. Why? Because their parents chose life for them. That's where it starts. But they are very pro-life. Think about it. Sadly, the pro-abortion have killed millions of their own. It's sad and tragic. So these kids are waking up.
It's a positive sign amongst the youngsters in our country. Anyway, there you go. A couple of headlines. I will tell you about weather in great detail, give you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and I taking your calls on the news of the day straight ahead as well. Mark, the Freedom Vote back with the Common Sense Club a little later on. Stay tuned.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, keepitlocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Keepitlocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Song. Hi, folks. We're back on the What's On Your Mind preview. I am Scott Hannon, student soon to be joined by Steve Bakken. Mark Skogerbo back with the Common Sense Club a little later on AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090, The Flag, KTGO, Tioga, Watford City, Stanley. Pretty much the only talk radio you get in the Bakken between Williston and Minot. So glad you're listening out there, the home of the Rush Limbaugh program, What's On Your Mind, and yours truly. With Steve Bakken, along with the Common Sense Club as well. Glad you're listening today. Let's tell you about the weather forecast for today. In the valley, here's what you're going to expect. Eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, for the most part, High near the upper 70s today. South-southeast wind at 6 miles an hour. The sun will shine. It will actually be summer today. How about that? Partly cloudy with a low around 59 tonight. South-southeast wind around 8 miles an hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high near 85. A south-southeast wind at 7 to 13. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible during the thunderstorms. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, again, except in the thunderstorms. Then Thursday, 50-50 chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 84. It'll be windy on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms likely Thursday night. Chance of showers Friday and Friday night as well. Now, here's what we're looking at in the oil patch. Once you get past this fog this morning, you'll have a mostly sunny day and 77. It will be summer with a south wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Yeah, some patchy fog in Minot as well and Dickinson. So good, you know, Bismarck had some fog earlier. A good little swath of fog to start the day, but it won't last. And tonight, mostly clear, low around 58. Southeast wind at 7 to 11. Gusting up to 18. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 83. No rain in the forecast for 2 days. That's pretty rare. Dry things out nice. Breezy with a southeast wind at 9 to 14, increasing to 15 to 20. Winds could gust as high as 29 miles an hour. So truckers, be alert. Your rigs are going to be blowing around today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, increasing clouds with a low around 63. An east wind at 16 to 18. Gust as high as 28 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, high near 76 with an east wind at 6 to 14, becoming west in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles an hour. Chance of rain at 80%. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny near 74. And Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely as well. Mostly cloudy with a low around 56. There's the rest of the week's forecast. Right now, we're looking at 63 in Fargo, 57 in Tioga, 60 in Minot, Williston 58 degrees, Jamestown 61, Bemidji 64, Grand Forks 61. There's a 53 in Bismarck? Are you kidding me? How about that? It's a bit cooler. It's okay. It's okay if you're staying in a dorm at the University of Mary, as our son Alex is preparing to join. I could talk about him today because he's in a retreat. I couldn't yesterday because he was in the next window looking at me like, don't you dare mention, don't you dare talk about this. But he is headed to Rome tomorrow with about 100, and I think the number's 138, 140 approximately seniors to be from all across North Dakota. I so much want to be in that suitcase. Sound like fun or what? Wow. Amazing. Anyway, but they had to dorm it up last night and tonight as well before they fly out in the morning. So, you know how a hot dorm can be. Sticky June day. So they're liking those temps. A long way of telling you that. By the way, quick update on the Little Wayne story that I was talking about with Mark earlier. The 30-year-old rapper took to Twitter early today saying he did not intentionally disrespect the American flag. Well, he is with his words, but he's saying, here's exactly what he said in his tweet. I didn't step on the flag on purpose. It's a scene in a video where the flag drops behind me. After it dropped, it's just there as I perform. Hmm. TMZ, the video, TMZ, the, I guess, kind of gossip website, had gotten footage of him trampling on the flag. But he's saying, even though a video clip from his latest video appears to show him jumping up and down on Old Glory at his feet, he says he didn't do it on purpose now. So maybe even controversial rappers who like to write hate-filled songs about America realize stomping on a flag is going just a little bit too far. Some wonders never cease. All right, folks, it is What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Here's the telephone number to weigh in on the news of the day, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You're first up with your calls, questions, comments. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Messon Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.